Brian Helfsworth here with the chairman of the bipartisan Missouri House Oversight Committee, Robert Ross. I've been to many meetings. This was the shortest one of all. Senator Rowden testified today, and again, I learned something I didn't realize. He said that the state law requires this kind of independent audit of the auditor, has nothing to do with party, and it's every other year.
Well, that is correct. And so, you know, us taking a look, working through this particular measure that he has filed, hearing that and then moving it, you know, forward in the process, is us meeting our statutory obligation as a state to make sure that nothing has slipped through the cracks, that the auditor, you know, that there is an audit of the auditors to make sure the funds have been used appropriately and so on, in the way that, same way that it is for other other office holders and other agencies across our state.
I didn't hear any opposition to it from committee members. Representative Meredith said there have been 4 audits in 5 years. You heard that. But those, according to Rowden, had nothing to do with this bill.
Well, and that is correct. Those were outside the statutory requirement that Senator Rowden's bill speaks to. And so, you know, Representative Meredith had some questions, but, you know, this is our focus in the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10 is much more narrow than some of his questions that he were asking.
While I have you, the Oversight Committee, we've got a couple weeks left. Does the Department of Revenue come up again? What's the status of that, and what's the status of the committee?
Well, and I think, you know, we've identified and looked at a lot of issues. We're currently working our way through a final report as it relates to Department of Revenue. Given some of the time that's been allowed to lapse since our previous committee hearings, we've now had an opportunity to see what is going on with state revenues. There have been issues there. We're also working our way through, you know, some of the different tax issues that came up. And some of those different things, many of those things are now getting to a point where they're sorting themselves out. But ultimately, and, you know, we will be prepared to meet if and when the need arises. But at this time, we're working towards, you know, closing that chapter and drafting a final report.
And do you have an idea when that final report would be submitted? I mean, you have no idea.
Not at this time. No, I do not. Just as soon as we get that wrapped up, that will be put out there.
Anything you would like to add, Mr. Chairman, feel free.
Not that I know of. This committee is going to continue its function in looking into agencies' issues as required and as needed. And, you know, today was another example of that. We've got a couple. This is one of 2 policy bills that have been referred to this committee thus far. And we will continue to work through policy or issues or discussions as the need arises.
Good to see you.
So you too. Thank you very much.